USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Reports are at least 8 of the 12 boys who've been stuck in a flooded cave in Thailand have now made it to the outside. Divers rescuing 4 boys yesterday, more than 2 weeks after the 12 members of the soccer team and their coach got trapped in that cave complex in northern Thailand. And another 4 boys have reportedly been rescued today. John McGuire is a former U.S. Navy SEAL. He says he's not surprised that the operation speeded up after yesterday's initial rescues.
But these guys are, you know, obviously as Navy SEALs, we're combat divers. These master divers, these dive experts from around the world that have come together, this is what they practice. So they're learning, they're getting better.
He was speaking on CNN. President Trump will be speaking tonight to the nation at 9 Eastern to announce his Supreme Court nominee. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
A lawyer for President Trump says
they have to just come to grips with the fact they are investigating an innocent man.
That's the president's personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani, discussing the investigation being conducted by special counsel Robert Mueller into possible Russian collusion with the Trump campaign. Giuliani saying that any such interview would have to have a very narrow scope.
If they had some narrow questions about collusion, were they confused about did he find out something, did he know something, did he talk to anyone, we'd be happy to give him answers to that, so long as we knew they were concluding it.
He spoke on Fox and Friends, disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein pleading not guilty to new sex crime charges this morning in Manhattan. Earlier this month, the Manhattan DA's office filed a superseding indictment against him involving a third woman accusing him of predatory sexual assault. Weinstein looking at life behind bars if he's found guilty. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The death toll nearing 100, dozens more people still missing from mudslides and flooding after torrential rains in Japan. The rescue effort still going on as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The rains began Thursday and continued through Sunday in many areas across western and central Japan. Most of the deaths have occurred in Hiroshima Prefecture. In rare emergency warnings, Japan's meteorological agency described landslides, rising rivers, strong winds, and lightning strikes caused by what it called historic rains. In a 24-hour period ending on Saturday, more than 22 inches of rain fell in Motoyama. 1.6 million people were evacuated from their homes, and another 3.1 million are on high alert and urged to do so. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said at an emergency center that authorities were in a race against time.
And JetBlue crew members being praised after saving a French bulldog on a recent flight. 3-year-old French bulldog Darcy was on board the flight from Florida to Massachusetts when she started having breathing problems. The dog's tongue turned blue and she showed signs of distress, so JetBlue crew members provided the owner with an oxygen mask for Darcy, and within minutes of having the mask on her face, she became alert again and the symptoms eased. Her owners say they're forever grateful to that crew. For USA Radio News.